It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. And you know what? It's time for us to spend 15 minutes and enjoy talking about the outdoors. I've got a really good show lined up for us today. Mr. Stacy Stanberry with Texas Hunt for the Cure is our guest, and he's going to be with us in about a minute or so. But I want to let you know that this show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club online, biggame.org. You can learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Coolers. This website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE-55. Now, as promised, we're going to visit with Stacy Stanberry, and we're all going to learn about the Texas Hunt for the Cure, which is an awesome organization. Stacy, thank you very much for being with us, sir.
Well, we appreciate you letting us do this.
You know what? We talk about everything on this show, from hunting wild hogs to bugling for bull elk up in Colorado and catching crappie at Lake Tawakoni. But I am very excited about Texas Hunt for the Cure. It's something that I know is near and dear to your heart and something that you've helped organize. But this, the organization, I'm going to let you tell all about it. But the crux of it is the organization takes youngsters, you know, on hunts that otherwise they may not ever get the chance to go on, right?
Yes, sir. It's basically designed for children with terminal illnesses. It's we range from age 6 all the way to 25.
I'm with you. And you had talked to me off the air why you increased it to 25. You had a young man that was still a teenager, I think, and he wanted to go on a hunt. He was terminally ill, but after he got above 18, he just couldn't find a place to go, right?
Yes, sir. That's one thing that the young man found out after, like I said, after he got to the age of 18, everybody capped it off, you know, with different organizations that he tried to do different things with, not necessarily just hunting, but pretty much, all kinds of different events that he wanted to take part in. And so we just decided, you know, at 18, to me, they're still a kid. And so we decided we'll just increase it and try to make a few more people happy.
That's really good, man. And how does it work? Say, for instance, a parent or a relative of a young person that has a terminally ill, terminal disease of whatever. Do they contact? I know the website is www.texashuntforthecure.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
They go to the website first, I guess, and anyone can. We want to invite everybody to do that. But then there's contacts there, emails and phone numbers on texashuntforthecure.com, and then they contact you, right?
Yes, sir. There's actual phone numbers on there. There's email addresses. They could, either one. And I'm all game for talking to people, you know, on the phone. If I need to meet up with them, we can do that. We've actually got a booklet that we've got set up that's got, you know, all the information in it from, like a doctor's release note all the way to, what is ailing the child, what their terminal illness is, basically. Also, what they like to do, whether they like to fish or hunt, because we actually do both. And some kids just don't want to hunt, I respect that. But,
thus the name Hunt for the Cure, that can be hunting, fishing, anything outdoors.
Exactly.
And
yes,
I do know that an organization such as this, Stacy, requires sponsorship. And you know, it has to be funded. It's not a profitable thing at all. It's all about helping people that need it. So people listening to us, they can certainly go. Anyone that's interested in helping out or whatever can go to TexasHuntForTheCure.com and they can become involved, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's actually a page on our webpage, a link that they can go to that talks all about the sponsorships. There's pictures on there, of other hunts that we've taken other, you know, other kids on. There's, you know, a lot of our sponsors. There's a page for our sponsors on there. There's pages for just somebody just wants to, you know, leave a note for us. Hey, you know, we like what you're doing or whatever. You know, there's pages on that on there also.
Well, it's awesome, and I want to get involved and do what I can. I've been an outdoor writer, Stacy. My life history for about 26 years. 26 years ago, I started writing for newspapers, and now I do, I think, the column that you folks learned about me is in the Terrell Tribune. But that same column goes to 35 different newspapers around Texas. And then, of course, I do a bunch of radio. So, and I know just a lot of people, fishing guides, hunting guides, you can imagine, after a career in the outdoors of writing. So anything that I can do to help further the word, that's the reason for this radio show. I think there's not just me, but a lot of people listening, especially if they've ever been impacted in their life with a child with an illness. You know, I mean, that tugs on your heartstrings. And this is an organization that you know, give people a chance to give back and be thankful for their health or the health of their youngsters, and say, hey, you know, I can do a little bit for this. And if a lot of people do a little bit, a lot will get done, right?
That's exactly the truth. I tell that to everybody. You know, hey, I don't ask for a lot from anybody, but you know, what anybody can do is going to help. I mean, we you know, like I said, we're doing a golf tournament to raise money. We're doing different charity events that we're going to have to try to raise money for the organization, just to try to get more kids out into the outdoors.
Yep, and the events that Texas Hunt for the Cure, the events that they have, I'm sure they're posted right there on the website, correct?
Yes, sir. There's the golf tournament. There's a raffle that we're doing. There's just different kinds of, you know, shirts. We sell shirts with our logos on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just different things like that. Logos for people's vehicles. There's a number of things that are on there that they could check out. It's pretty cool.
Well, a lot of guys and gals in the outdoors listen to our show each week, Stacy. And say, for instance, someone is a fishing guide up at Texoma or Lake Cooper or Lake Tawakoni listening. If they would like to be part or do a little bit to help, they could contact you and make arrangements with you to take a child fishing. Hunting ranch, they could contact you, and I'm sure that, you know, the planning stage you have to go through the planning stage, like which child would be best suited for a striper trip up at Lake Tawakoni, or which one might have had a dream of shooting a wild hog, you know.
Yes, sir.
A partner and I do guided night hunts for hogs, and I would sure like to talk to you later about getting a youngster out and you know, out in the night woods when the lights come on around the feeders, those old hogs will start coming around, and that it gets me excited doing that. And I can imagine a youngster that's never done it.
But I can promise you, these young men that are or young women that are ill, it's, you know, they don't go asking for a lot, but you know, when you get with them, you can only imagine what their reaction is. I mean, the ones that we've taken on ram hunts, just their reaction is just—it's something we'll never forget.
Yeah, you know, and, folks, our guest is Stacy Stanberry with Texas Hunt for the Cure. Stacy's on his cell phone, and we have a little bit of a reception problem. But Stacy, we can understand everything you're saying. We might have a little bit of break in the line occasionally, but you're okay. I want you to stay with us. What you're saying is some important stuff. And what type hunts have you taken, or outings, I should say? What type of outings have you taken youngsters on so far?
Mainly ram hunts.
Uh-huh.
We go to a place down in Mason, Texas, that they've worked a deal with us to where we can get some good prices from them, and it's basically guaranteed hunts, because that would crush me to take somebody, you know, a young individual out and then them not getting things. So we try to make it as easy as possible for them. Also, you know, it goes as far as you know, we're going to try to set up some deer hunts, like I said, and a lot of fishing things, you know.
Yeah, I can certainly see how fishing would be hunting too, you know, for a particular individual that's always wanted to hunt. But sometimes, like hunting the hogs at night, like we do, you know, 90% of the time they show up at these feeders. But hunting is hunting.
Granted,
the rams you're talking about, that is about as cinch a hunt as
you
can.
A lot of it depends on what, you know, how the child, how healthy they are.
Mm-hmm.
The last individual we took, you know, he couldn't walk very good. I mean, he was pretty young. He's 12 years old and weighed 59 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine.
Yeah, you have to. You have to suit the trip or fit the trip to the youngster.
Well, we try to make it as easy as possible for them. You know, if we need to carry them on our back, we'll carry them on our back. You know, whatever we have to do. You know, and there's a few people in this organization that are you know out there with us all the time. So we try to make it as easy as possible for them. Whatever we need to do.
Well, I guess the main thing that folks need to know, Stacy, is to go online to www.texashuntforthecure.com. Go check it out, folks. I've been there, and I'm going to go back and look at it, study it a little more in depth. But they can go there, learn. There's pictures of some of the past hunts. I think there's a ram picture
there's
too.
There's a couple of ram pictures on there, yes, sir. There's also on Facebook, if anybody wants to get on Facebook, it's under Texas Hunt for the Cure on Facebook also.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go on there, and you just like it, you know. And,
yes,
and I haven't done that yet, but I promise to do that this morning when we get through talking. And that's a good way, I bet, you keep that current, you know, where people can see what's going on with Texas Hunt for the Cure, right?
And all of our raffles and everything are on there also. You know, any current event that we're going to be doing, we're trying to start hitting a lot of the smaller towns. You know, every one of them has their yearly little festival.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to start trying to hit a lot of those and you know, just to get the word out there. Like I was saying earlier, I mean, just getting the word out there to everybody is just going to, you know, increase our chances of finding our next child or also, you know, maybe getting a potential sponsor.
You bet. And I will reiterate, everyone listening to us that might be a sponsor material. I mean, this would be a great way to give back. So, well, Stacy, my hat is off to you and all the folks there at Texas Hunt for the Cure. Man, I wish you the best, and I'm going to do what I can do to try to help you along the way. And if everybody can do a little bit, we can get it done, right?
Right. Yes, sir. I very much appreciate that. And I'm like you. I don't ask for a lot from anybody. Just, you know, any little thing, and if you can't, just, hey, hop on there and like your website.
That's it, and track it.
That makes a difference, too.
You bet. Well, Stacy, again,
pretty much anybody, and that's, you know, that's really why we created this webpage and also on Facebook. It's going to touch more people.
You bet. I want you to stay on the line with us, Stacy. Stay on the line. I want to visit with you. We have to wrap our show up. Can you hang with me just a little bit?
Sure can. I appreciate it, and thank you for everybody that's listening.
You bet. Folks, we are out of time. I want to remind you that this show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club online, biggame.org. And there you can learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. And the show is also made possible by Brute Outdoors. This is home of the Brute Box Coolers. The website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. Remember to tune in next week at this same time. KETR runs our shows at just after 11 on Wednesdays, and then again, the same show, if you missed it, is on Saturdays at noon. And do remember that if you go online to ketr.org, you can listen to the archive shows in the past, and they stay on there for a long, long time. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.